Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Ed Yordan back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Edward Yordan is a member of the Computer Hall of Fame. He's a futurist. We've certainly been benefiting from his vision and his prescience and his wisdom over the last 13 plus years. He's been a member of an original founding member of our Brain Trust since 1998. He's written dozens of books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. His last book is called Outsource. He's got a brand new one coming out real soon. And he's our good friend, Ed Yordan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Ed, one of the things I know you're working on right now are some of the key issues, some of the key things that chief information officers are looking at for the coming year. And as you know, my audience, the chief information officer is probably the owner of the company.
So, well, there's an interesting aspect of it that I think is relevant for small companies. You know, the chief information officer is the guy who's in charge of all the computer systems, basically.
Right.
But for small companies, one of the things you need to look for is the opportunity to use computers to establish a different business model or a whole different way of coming at things. And a couple of examples I can suggest to you is imagine what's involved in a company like Zipcar versus Hertz or Avis.
Hmm.
You know, the old line, rent a car,
right.
You know, computers to keep track of things versus Zipcar, which is just a whole different business model.
Tell us about the Zipcar.
Heavily dependent on computers.
Tell us about the Zipcar.
Sorry?
Tell us about the Zipcar.
Oh, I just assumed everybody knew a Zipcar. That's
an
operation where you can rent cars by the hour. They're operating in about 20 cities across the country now, and they store the cars in local garages. You get a credit card that opens the car door, pays for the gas, and keeps the bills and everything. And, it's up to you to keep track of whether you need to put more gas in the car. And then you drop the car off at the same garage where you picked it up and walk away.
And you buy, and it's an hour or now is the car reserved for you? Is it waiting on you?
Yeah, you get on a website and say, I want a car, and it says, you know, where the hell are you, and where do you want to pick it up, and how long do you want it? You can say as little as an hour, and I'd like something close to where I live. And it says, well, we happen to have three of them, you know, within a two-block radius of where you live. And that's basically all you have to do. So whereas Avis and Zipcar force you to Avis and Hertz force you to rent a car by the day and go to their place and so forth and so forth, you know, Zipcar says, we got a whole different way of looking at this. Or think of Skype versus AT&T.
Right. These are disruptors you're talking about.
Exactly. And that's where somebody came along and said, you know what, if we're starting from scratch and we've got the power of computer technology, we can just look at things from a whole different point of view. And instead of going head-to-head with these giants, we can hit them where they're vulnerable.
And see, this comes back to something I've been talking about for a long time, Ed. And that is, regardless of what you do, I don't care what business you're in, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's what you're talking about. You're saying using technology, you can start to evolve your business model. You can reinvent your business model a lot quicker, a lot more effectively, a lot more efficiently if you think you need to by using technology.
That's right. Yeah, and you can also get your customers much more heavily involved because everybody's got a computer in their pocket these days.
Right.
You know, and everybody can take advantage of social media. There's an article in the paper just this morning about a whole new business model for finding parking spaces, you know, in big cities. Instead of, you know, paying outrageous fees to a garage, there's an iPhone app that you can download so that wherever you are, you can say, tell me if there's a parking space nearby.
Right.
So that's what I think the small company CIO, whether it's the head person of the whole operation or a person hired in, that's what he or she can look at. The the people who are the CIOs for the big companies have got amazing jobs, and it's fascinating just to see what they're up to. I've interviewed the CIO of Google and Microsoft,
right,
and the New York Stock Exchange. It's staggering to see what these guys are doing. And it's also interesting to see that they all have pretty much the same concerns. And at the very top of the list, that won't surprise you, is security.
Right. Yeah.
They're all just terrified of what might happen if somebody really decides to take them on.
Right. Hold on to that thought. The new book's going to be called what?
CIOs at Work.
CIOs at Work. When's it going to be available?
June or July this year.
All right. But right now you can buy his outsource book, Competing in the Global Productivity Race, by Ed Yourdon, Edward Yourdon, Yourdon. Ed and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. We're going to talk some more about this, folks, the disruptors that are coming at you, how you can be a disruptor. How about that, folks? How would you like to think? Would you like to think that maybe it's your, as a small business, you could be a disruptor? You can. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.